have another story I want to tell you. Can I tell it? Somebody don't want to hear my story. Can I ask you one more time? Can I tell my story? Okay. I was reading the other day about a man named Moses. I was reading where one day God called Moses. Told him, said, Moses, I want you to go down in Egypt land. I want you to tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. And you know how that story goes. Moses began to kind of question God. Said, now, Lord, are you sure I'm the one? Said, you know, my tongue is a little tied and I don't speak real well. Lord told him, said, Moses, all I want you to do is just go, and I'll go with you. Just open your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what the Lord had said. But you know how that story goes. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he wouldn't let the old peoples go. Well, after God had brought several plagues upon the land of Egypt, he called Moses again. Said, Moses, I want you to go back and tell old Pharaoh, if he don't let my people go, tell him there'll be a great cry in the land of Egypt. Tell him that all of the firstborn in that land will be killed. And then, Moses, I want you to tell your people, I want them to kill a lamb. I want them to put the blood on either side of the doorpost. So when the death angel come and see the blood, he'll pass their door by. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what he said, but he wouldn't let the old people go. And the Bible tells me it was midnight when there came a great cry in the land of Egypt. All of the firstborn in that land was killed. That lets me know that God moved. God moved at midnight. I got another story.
Peter Tate, he looked at Paul and told him, said, Paul, oh Paul, don't you think we ought to sing a song, a prayer, prayer? And you know how it is. If you ever been in a situation where you knew that everything was gonna be all right, but somebody else was all trouble and tore up about it. See, Paul had been in Rome, and Paul already knew that at midnight, all of the Roman guard would go to sleep. But he knew that the God he was gonna call on never sleep. So I'll imagine a little bit again. When Paul looked back at Silas, he told him, said, Silas, oh Silas, let me tell you what we gonna do. We gonna wait till the midnight hour, when all the Roman guard go to sleep. We gonna wait till the midnight hour, when it's just Jesus, you and me. 'Cause he's the only one I know that can deliver us, that save our souls. Let's wait until the midnight, till the midnight hour. Let's wait till the midnight, till the midnight hour. Come on, let's wait till the midnight, till the midnight hour. Can I say one more thing? Till the midnight, one more thing. Sometimes I love to be in company. All along, so I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on his throne. I can call him in the morning, noon and night, but anytime I call him, oh, it's all right. But I'm gonna wait till the midnight, gonna wait hour. I'm gonna wait till the midnight. I believe I'll wait hour until midnight.
Would argue with me if I said that we are living in tough, trying, turbulent times. There's trouble and problems everywhere we go. It's trouble in the finances. Many of us have more month than we do money. Many of us who made investments in a 401k is now a 201F. We're dealing with hostile husbands and disobedient daughters and wayward wives, and sometimes it makes us want to pull out our hair and say, how are we gonna make it out of this mess? All of us have asked that proverbial question, how am I gonna make it? How am I gonna get by? And the answer comes back to every single generation. Six little words: the just shall live by faith. Faith is what's going to take you out of every circumstance. Faith is getting ready to take you out of every... Oh, come on, somebody. I dare you to stand on your feet and just tell somebody next to you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen by faith. Oh, come on, let's pray the Lord. It's going to happen.
I see my gospel body. Hello, this is CJ from the Boom Boom Room giving you important information about the COVID-19 virus. Listen to and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. Contact your medical provider. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Do not go to work. Contact your medical provider. If you are an older person, stay home and away from people. If you're a person with a serious underlying health condition that can put you at increased risk, for example, a condition that impairs your lung or heart function or weakens your immune system, stay home and away from other people. This is CJ. Please do the right thing. For more information, you can go to cdc.gov, a PSA from KYTKQJO.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
great and marvelous are. Just and true are your words, Lord God Almighty. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? You alone are holy, and all nations will come and worship before you. Saints and angels sing. The saints and angels sing. Glory to the Lamb. We sing glory to the Lamb.
Focus on the destiny.
Cause worrying only
Just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
KAYTKQJO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know 20 people?
Sure, I know 20 people. Why do you ask?
If you have at least 20 contacts for people in your phone, then you can take a part of the 2020 challenge.
What's the 2020 challenge?
Send a text message from your phone to 20 people in your contacts and ask if they are registered to vote. If people reply that they are not registered to vote, tell them it's easy to do on their local Secretary of State website.
What if they are already registered to vote?
If they are registered to vote, challenge them to the 2020 challenge by forwarding your message to 20 people in their contacts.
What if people say they aren't interested in voting?
Acknowledge that voting isn't the only way that we can make a change, but there are people spending a lot of money to stop people like us from voting because they know our votes can put an end to some of this foolishness happening in the country right now.
For more information, 404-548-8294.
The Black Belt Radio Project and Crescent City Media Group are proud sponsors of this PSA and KAYTKQJO.
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
I'm not so- but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Singing on.
To come my way.
I said it all night.
All night.
And all day.
All day.
I'm gonna keep,
I'm
praising,
gonna keep praising Jesus.
I need a blessing.
I need a blessing to come my way.
I know you heard when praises go up. Mm-hmm.
Blessing come down.
But I need